Update. This article has been updated to correct the number of college staff members, include the Frog Lake campus and clarify the date range for the end of the first semester. Lakeland. Students and staff at Portage College who have yet to be fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus will have until the end of November to get 2 jabs. As part of the college's preparation for the latest round of pandemic measures issued by the provincial government, a new vaccine policy has been implemented. Part of the reason for the new policy, says Portage President Nancy Broadbent, is the low percentage of people in the areas the regional college serves who have been vaccinated. With low rural vaccination rates and COVID-19 cases steadily increasing, the college felt it necessary to do its part to protect community members, said Broadbent following the policy announcement at the end of last week. Across the Lakeland area, including the communities of Lac La Biche, Cold Lake, St. Paul, Saddle Lake, Frog Lake and Goodfish Lake, where the college has campus locations and satellite programming, the vaccine numbers are some of the lowest in the province. While the Lac La Biche, Cold Lake and Bonneville regions currently sit at 58% of eligible residents having at least one dose, the St. Paul region is at 49%, with neighboring Two Hills at less than 38%. A mandate seeing full vaccinations for any student, staff member or visitor to any of the college locations will better protect the public, says Broadbent. Our main intent is to provide a safe work and learning environment, she said. The most recent deadline of November 30 comes after an initial target of November 1 was extended. College officials say students and staff will continue to have the opportunity to provide a proof of a negative rapid test until the end of the semester, around mid-December. There are currently 290 staff at Portage College locations across the region. The decision to mandate the full vaccination policy is something that is being adopted by post-secondary schools across Alberta. And while it is happening across the province, Broadbent realizes it is something that some residents may have concerns about. We recognized that for some, this is difficult news, and I ask for understanding, Broadbent said, again highlighting the need to keep communities safe during the continuing pandemic. We are doing our best to navigate through this challenging situation and ensure that our employees, our students and visitors to Portage College remain as safe as possible. More details on the policy rollout will be made available to staff, students and community members in the coming days.